Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. May I have your first and your last name?
Hi there, Tiffany. My name is Nadala. I'm with the Bank of Montreal with MasterCard Disputes. I've got a customer reaching out stating that she has a charge that she doesn't recognize. However, she did state that she did go onto a website and filled something out for a survey to get a free item. And this might be what this is for. It's showing me as a subscription. So I was wondering if you could look into that for us just to tell us what this would be and maybe have it canceled.
Okay, and what's the customer's first and last name?
Yeah, first name is Kathleen. That's K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Last name is Tillman, T-I-L-L-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you. And what's the zip code, please?
Zip code, that's 54562.
Okay, thank you. And let me see what I can pull up for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, it's pulling up now. Mm-hmm. All right, and may I have you to verify her shipping address?
Mm-hmm. I have here 465 Greed Road in Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
Okay, and thank you. All right, so this account here shows that it was open the 12th of January. So when she did that sweepstake offer, it was for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. She was entered into a drawing to see if she could win the Dyson, but she was also given a monthly charge to a Bites Hub, which is for $49.89. That Bite Hub is basically like an app that customers are able to download. It provides them with healthier ways to eat and healthier recipes.
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I just conference her in so she can get this information? Because she did mention the sweepstake, but I don't think she even knows that she also has an app. So if you don't
yes,
mind,
ma'am.
I'll just get her on to the call so you can assist if she needs to have this part of it canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. She already canceled it, too. But, yeah, you can margin in, though. That's fine.
Oh, she already called to cancel?
Well, it looks like she sent the email in, and they canceled it through the email.
Oh, and is there, like, a refund that's on its way or anything of the sort?
Well, nothing was refunded on that account, but since she did send an email in and they canceled it the same day that it was open, I can refund it back to her.
Okay. And do you need to speak with her or?
If you'd like me to, I can, or you can just let her know that she already canceled it through an email on the 12th and that I just issued the refund for it today and it'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I'll just let her know. Thank you so much for that. That was quite easy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, you're more than welcome. And that refund is for $49.89. It'll go back within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. Would she be getting an email confirming this?
Yes, ma'am. When I process that refund, she'll get an email letting her know about the refund as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, you're more than welcome. And thank you again for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.